Cape Talk. You can call us on 021-446-0567.
Now, in our travel and tourism slot today, we're keeping things semi-local because we really want to tip you off about an event that is coming up next month, not here in Cape Town, but a bit further afield in our province. It is the fifth edition of the High Tech Garden Route Walking Festival, inviting you to pack up the family and explore some of the most beautiful parts of our province on foot. It's all happening over the Easter weekend, so we thought we'd get them in to chat to us now so that you've got enough time to make your plans and plan your travel and book your accommodation, etc. Delighted to have with me in studio again Galeo Sanz, who is the founder of this event. And I've spoken to him several times because he is a pioneer of new walking experiences. Galeo, from the really, really tough ones to the light and easy. Lovely to have you back with us again.
It's always a pleasure to be here, Pippa, and especially at Cape Talk.
What was the intention for this particular festival? You're in year five now. Remind us when it all began.
Well, this is amazing. We're in year five. I never, ever expected this. The first year we did it, we thought, well, this is a one-off. We'll just try it and see where it goes. Mm-hmm. So thanks to our awesome sponsors, you know, this is really coming to its fifth year,
yep,
bringing together an amazing dynamic community of different walk leaders, professional walking guides. So it's really them that make it possible, because this is a simple event. We just put it out there and say, hey, we're going to put on this festival between Mossel Bay and Nature's Valley. And if you want to share a walk that you love, put it on the program.
Okay.
And so we have a crazy mix of walks, from township tours to the highest peaks in the area to underwater walks.
Underwater walks?
Yeah.
Okay. I want to hear more about that in just a minute. So it sort of grew organically from saying, you share with us the walks you love and let us share them with others. So if somebody wants to take part in the festival for a first timer, how does it actually work?
It's pretty easy. You go to our website, you find the walk that you love on the day that you like. So it's over the Easter weekend, Friday, mm-hmm, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. And you just sign up for that walk. Now, most of the walks, it's been really important to me that most of the walks are free, because we really want to make this event accessible to everybody. And it's amazing how many barriers there are to so many of us,
yeah,
to taking part in events and festivals. So there's no registration fee. It's free. And then many of the professionally guided walks, there's a fee in charge because they make their living out of that.
Sure.
And so we support them as well.
Okay, so let's talk a little bit about the nature of the walks. As you've said, there's a huge variety. The level of difficulty is going to differ according to whoever put that walk up onto the program. Can you give us some examples of those, from the very easy to the really more challenging ones on the program?
So the most challenging walk we have on the program is the coffee club walk. Okay,
okay,
that takes place in Plett, and basically you walk from one coffee shop to the next and have a different coffee or a different croissant or whatever it might be for the day. And the challenge is getting across the zebra crossing on Main Road. So, well, jokes aside, that's the easiest walk probably. The toughest walk for sure is the Peak 1067 outside George. We're really excited. This one hasn't been on the program before. One of the high peaks of the region. You get to the top of the Otanikwa Range and you just look out across. Oh. You know, it's just beautiful. And a lot of walks in between, you know, forest walks, forest experiences, a lot of animal walks.
Mm-hmm.
So there's the Secret Elephants experience with Gareth Patterson, a huge,
wow,
opportunity to engage with his knowledge and experience. And then there are giraffe walks, both in Mossel Bay and in the Plett area. And yeah, beautiful stuff. We've got this year, I'm really excited to announce. We just confirmed yesterday, we're going to have a Secret Sunrise dance walk on Robert Beach.
Oh, that's divine.
Okay.
Okay.
And what's special about this one is it's one of their first walks where you can actually walk with their system. So normally you have to stay in one place and dance.
Mm-hmm.
Here you can move. So you get to go through along the whole beach. And we've built in a marine theme with it because it's a fundraiser for marine stuff. So we support through the festival about 14 different nonprofit conservation initiatives on the garden route, all small ones.
I was really pleased looking at the menu early to see one of my favorite trails up there. I spent a huge amount of time at Nature's Valley as a child, so Calunda Kloof I could have done more times than I can count. There's a huge variety, clearly, because I recognize some of those walks, having done them, from you know, an easy forest walk in the Knysna area to the more challenging ones for the really more experienced walker. Do you give some indication on the website for what sort of suitability of fitness and age group it might be suitable?
Yeah, completely. So every walk is graded easy, moderate or hard.
Okay.
And there's lots of details as to what you need to bring. For instance, if you need binoculars or certain types of walking shoes, of course, High Tech can supply those if you need. And so there's a lot of information that you can really make an informed choice as to what's going to be best for you.
You can also make a difference not only by contributing to those various nonprofits, but by taking part in some of the nature-themed walks. I love the thought that there is a tree planting walk with a sort of a reforestation theme happening.
Yeah. Okay. I'm thrilled by that. That's a new one on the program. And yep. I'm really excited. So what's beautiful about this festival is we just make it available. And people come along and enjoy. And it's very casual and very family orientated. Mm. So we've got that one that's new. As well as, you know, from a nature theme perspective, is the Knysna Estuary Walk, which looks at the Knysna seahorses and things like that. Yeah.
Okay. Now, a couple of queries, particularly around Knysna and particularly around the estuary. We're mindful in the past few days, we've heard reports of high E. coli levels in the Knysna estuary. Are you confident that that's going to be under control by the time you get there, that it's not going to impact on those walks?
Well, this is a challenge we have in a lot of our catchment spaces.
Yep.
In some zones. And I'm confident it'll be okay. Look, I mean, it's an ongoing challenge we face. So, and the group we're working with, the Knysna Estuary Project,
yep.
is very much involved in monitoring those kind of things.
Okay.
And that's why it's important to support them.
Yep.
And why we give them a platform through this festival to share what they're doing with the public, that the public can get a real hands-on, tangible view of why these projects are so important.
I'm also mindful that many of the walking routes, particularly around Knysna, were badly affected by the fires. I know the Buffalo Bay Trail, for example, was out of the question for a time. Are they all back open for public use?
Not all of them. So yep. a lot of some of the walks we've had to take off our program because they're not really safe to walk.
Okay.
The soil is still very unstable. But that's also why we're having the tree planting walk as well.
Okay, to help be part of the solution.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah.
There are beach cleanup walks at Nature's Valley, at Knysna, and at Mossel Bay, which is fantastic. So if you really can't manage anything too hectic, you can certainly do a stroll on the beach, picking up some litter as you go.
Damn, yeah.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Okay. And then I'm tough to see, there was a Gruffalo walk based, of course, on the famous children's book. Whereabouts is that one?
So, sadly, we haven't managed to get the rights yet for the Gruffalo walk.
Okay.
So, hopefully we can tie that up in the next few days. It's been very difficult to find the rights holders and get all those permissions. But what we do have is the famous, now famous, Kids Coastal Pirate Walk, which happens on Keerboom's Beach every Easter Sunday. And this year, I'm thrilled that we've got a multidimensional super team of real pirates who are going to take those kids on an amazing journey. So, you know, if you've got young kids between sort of 4 and 8 years old, that's the walk not to miss. Great prizes to be won, up to 20,000 rands worth of gear from high tech and stuff. So we got cool stuff happening.
And if the adults haven't been to Keerboom's Beach, take the opportunity to go and see it for yourself. I mean, it's one of the most beautiful stretches of our coastline.
Yeah, I think adults bring their children to that walk because they're just really happy to get rid of their kids for a couple of hours.
You said it, not us. Okay. Let's just go back to the guides who are leading these walks. You said they are professional guiders. What sort of fees are we talking? Just to give people a sense of a ballpark figure, what's the most you might be asked to pay for one of those walks?
It really is so varied. So, you know, the probably the most expensive is the Secret Elephant Experience with Gareth. It's a very small group. He only takes 4 people, and it's about 600 rand, I think.
Okay.
And then the average walk is, from a professional guide, is anywhere between 120 and 250. And as I said, they're not that many of those walks, but certainly they're there because you're getting value.
Oh, absolutely.
You're going with a guide who knows his stuff, shares his knowledge and passion, and you come back having learned something really valuable.
So I've been lucky enough to have the experience of having a guided walk from Sedgefield out to Jerica's Point with a rock pool expert, for example. It changes your appreciation of a spot you might have walked dozens of times previously. It just makes you look at it through a new lens. So it's highly recommended to have that kind of up-close experience if you can as part of this festival. Right, a couple of people asking questions. Do we need to book in advance for the individual trails is one of them.
Well, I definitely recommend it. Bookings opened a couple of weeks back and we are really full up on some of the walks.
Okay.
So definitely get online, especially the more popular walks like the one you mentioned that Judy Dixon does.
Yes.
The Moonlight Meander, which she does at night, and the Tidal Pool Meander, and she's got 2 others she's offering this year. She's a demon. She's amazing and delivering amazing walks for people. So hers sell out fast. So my advice is get online, book. It's a very easy process. And as I said, most of the walks are free.
Yeah. Then, just to be very clear, the festival doesn't offer packages that include accommodation and things like that. If you're going to take part, you've got to get yourself there on your own and sort out your own accommodation.
You do that. Okay. We make it simple for everyone. Make your own choices. But, hey, you know, the Garden Route's a beautiful place, so come stay.
And there is a lot of options at very, very varied price points as well. So you really can plan something that works for you, plan which particular part you want to visit or do a bit of a hop through all of them over the 4 days.
Completely. And there's always sandparks where you can camp.
Mm.
And Cape Nature, the beautiful Cape Nature hut on Roberg is a must. So if you're lucky to get that, but you can never know.
The camping site at Nature's Valley is wonderful. It's probably already booked up, I suspect, but give it a try if you haven't before. Anything else you'd like our listeners to know about the event, Galea?
It's just a great event. You know, walking brings people together, and we've seen this with this event. People from different communities coming together, talking, speaking with each other, getting to know each other. We've got the Township Tour Walks, which I love to support, the Rastafarian Walk in Knysna community, the Tsitsitena Walk in Curland Village, which is a gardening club walk, which brings beautiful, this beautiful village just showcases its passion for gardening. It's So these are the things that make me feel really excited and inspired by why this festival is important.
Okay, we've got a caller on a line on the line, I think, with a piece of advice or a request for future years, I believe. It's Martin in Saldanha. Good afternoon, Martin.
Good afternoon. I'm just wondering if it's possible to put, there's a place called Plet Puzzle Park.
Yes.
Interesting thing for kids to do, and moms and dads as well. We did it recently. It's interesting to walk through and try to solve the puzzles as you go through. I don't know if they're aware of that one.
I'm certainly aware of the facility. Are they? I don't think they're part
of the festival.
You, but
they're not, so I'll give them a call. They can put their story on. So this is the beauty of this festival. It's a platform to showcase. So we've got a vertical walk, right, which is an abseil.
Okay.
We've got the underwater walk, which is
thank you for reminding me. Where is that happening?
That's happening in Mossel Bay, and it's very popular. So there are lots of different ways. Basically, we use the festival as a platform to showcase the diversity and variety of things you can do on the walk, on the garden route through the form of a walk.
Martin, great suggestion. Thank you so much. I haven't been to the Plet Puzzle Park personally, but I know my kids have been with their grandparents and had an absolutely wonderful time. So it's worth perhaps giving them a call, Galea, to say, hey, work out something for 2020 and get yourself onto the program. Right. The last thing we need to do, everybody, is give them a website where they can find all the information about what's available in what towns and villages and what date, Galea.
So it's across the garden route. It doesn't matter whether you're staying in Mossel Bay or wherever. It's walkingfestival.co.za. So easy.
Galea Sands, thank you so much for founding this wonderful event, and lovely to have you with us in studio today.
My great pleasure, Pippa.